Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And our show today is an interview with Jeffrey Thompson. We're trying to get him on the line now. And our intention, I was thinking it might be nice to have the intention to be at peace no matter what happens in the world. Be at peace no matter what happens in the world. Okay, so we'll hold that intention for the whole show. Okay, before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things happening at the school. We've got coming up, pull up my info, we've got this Sunday, August 24th, we've got our open house, not tomorrow, a week from Sunday. We've got a free sound healing workshop and open house, and it's 1 to 6 p.m. It's incredible. We go through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and we do a lot of heart-opening sound meditations. We play with bowls. We put people on sound tables. People are just vibrating. It's so funny. People say that they're vibrating for the whole week afterwards. So even if you're not interested in classes and you're in the area, you can come on down a week from tomorrow from 1 to 6 at the Institute here in San Francisco. So we also have a retreat at Stewart Hot Springs on Saturday and Sunday, August 30th and 31st, and September 1st, we're actually going to go up on the mountain. So you can actually do it for 3 days, although we're only going up for the morning of September 1st. So there's still a few slots there. We've already got over 40 people signed up. And, God, Mount Shasta is just, the energy there is so incredible. And at Stewart Springs, we're on this beautiful river. They've got some really nice hot springs there. It's actually mineral springs, and you get individual tubs and stuff. And it's, so if you're interested in that or the workshop, actually you don't even have to sign up for the open house. You could just show up. But for the workshop in Mount Shasta, you can call us at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And we've also got our next semester starting. The certificate program starts on September 2nd. There's still plenty of room if you're interested. That's 3 nights a week and some weekends, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, 6:30 to 9:30. And it's just an overview of everything that goes on in sound healing. We've got 10 different instructors. We go through the physics of sound. We go through the science to the esoteric. We have some shamans. We've got people that do some very specific technical information, but we also practice a lot on each other. It's really a unique program in that we've got an entire store full of equipment that you get to use during classes when we work on each other. It's really amazingly transformative. I mean, really amazingly transformative, and I don't say that lightly. So that's starting September 2nd. That's the certificate program, and that is the first semester of the associate's degree program if you wanted to continue in January into the associate's degree program. We also have those classes online starting September 9th if you're interested as well. Then we've got the audio production program, sound healing audio production, although it's really about how to do any style of music and just add more meaning to it and using sounds and frequencies and musical intervals and timbres and musical flow that affects people in a much deeper way. So even if you're doing dance music, that starts on September 3rd. And we do have a version online as well. And so those are the classes coming up. Also, if you've got, we've also got some treatments that we offer here at the Institute. We've got about 10 different treatments. We do crystal bowls with tuning forks and voice, an overall treatment going on with you, and then we'll do set an intention and do clearing or whatever is needed for whatever you have going on. We also can find your soul frequency, your overall frequency, and it's really great because it's nice to know where you're at peace, the frequency of where you're at peace. That's very, very cool. So you know how to get back to a stillness at any point, and that's your soul frequency. You get a CD in that key when you're done, and we put you on the sound table as well. We can also do voice analysis to find out what's wrong with you. No, it's funny focusing on what's wrong. But it's very cool because we give you a CD and the key of the frequencies that are missing in your system so you can balance them out. Very powerful, powerful thing. We can also help with ADD, ADHD. We'll find the frequency in beta, the frequency in beta that is perfect for you to be able to get your brain functioning again in beta. Very effective treatment. We test all 12 notes in beta and have you read something and that's really hard to read, and then look for which one actually allows you to read. I had this one woman that came in a few months ago, and she read something, and I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much can you retain it, and how well were you able to read it? And she goes, 0. And I go, 0? And she said, yes, 0. I can never read anything and retain anything. It's like, oh, my God. And when we got to her note, she just started crying because she said, oh, my God, I can finally focus again. And so I made the CD and her note, and she's basically cured. I mean, it's amazing, you know, how powerful this is. We also have Emmanuel, who has worked on 70 people. A large number of those people claim that their cancer is gone. So we have quite a few other treatments as well. You can find them all at soundtherapycenter.com. And also, again, a lot of those are done online. We can even find your frequency online if you have a webcam. We also have the store where we have a wide range of crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls and alchemical bowls, didgeridoos. We have a lot of different electronic equipment devices, electronic devices that will take you into higher states of consciousness. We have some really cool stuff. You can check that out at Sound of Love, soundoflove.com. Although you can get to everything at soundhealingcenter.com. The big thing we have happening, though, is the Sound Healing Conference coming up on September 26th to the 29th. It's like three different big events at once. We've got the Sound Healing Conference, which is 3 days. For, let's see, it's $240 right now until September 1st. And that's 3 days of workshops and free, everybody gets a free sound healing. We're going to have 6 rooms with sound healings going on. There's will be about 30 exhibitor booths. And you get access to the outdoor festival that's going on at the same time. You can just do the outdoor festival if you're short on funds or you just want to check out the outdoor part. That's only $25 for 2 days. But if you do the $240, then you can go inside and outside and get a free sound healing treatment. We'll have food booths outside as well. And outside we're going to have, well, first of all, inside we've got 2 rooms with workshops going on the whole day and then the concerts at night. And then outside, we've got 3 areas in this huge, beautiful park right overlooking Lake Merritt. And one area is going to have live music, sound healing music, and 2 other areas are going to be interactive, a lot of toning, chanting, a lot of gongs and bowls and all different types of things to get you activated and vibrating. And there'll be a lot of booths out, not a whole lot of booths, but some booths outside. But although the outside people, if you only sign up for the the outdoor festival, you can go inside as well to the exhibits, not to the workshops, to the exhibits. So then there's the concerts. The concerts, the first night we've got Stephen Halpern, Scott Huckabee, and Suzanne Sterling. If you've never heard of Suzanne Sterling, she's amazing. Just amazing, a powerful, wonderful, heart-open singer, and she can have a whole group doing kind of like gospel kirtan. And, of course, Stephen Halpern does his keyboards, really, really heart-opening, mellow keyboards. Scott Huckabee tunes to the frequency of love and plays guitar and is really just amazingly dynamic. And then on Saturday night, that's Friday night, September 26th, Saturday night, we've got the Power of Love concert, which is, you know, the best thing I can relate it to is Pink Floyd with love. We've got about, actually we're going to have almost 30 people because we've got like a 15-person choir that's joining the group. And the group is kind of an R&B group with all of our instructors and singers who are just completely tuned in to the hilt. I mean, really high energy of just love and light. And there's three different sections to the concert. This first section is invocations, where we're just opening the doorway, you know, with beautiful heart-opening music. The second section is releasing stuck emotions. We do four or five songs about that. And we do a lot of just really intense releasing stuck emotions with the whole audience, with the band as well, rocking out. And then the last part is just love and light, where we're just doing beauty and compassion and love and joy and gratitude. And it's really just a dynamic show, but we get very, very mellow, too. I mean, we've got a lot of sections that are just crystal bowl and voice, you know, so it's just dynamic but powerful and mellow and peaceful at the same time. It's like mountains and valleys. Beautiful, heart-opening mountains and peaceful, still valleys. That's the second concert night. The third concert night is David Hikes. David Hikes is one of the most well-known overtone throat singers on the planet. He sold 300,000 CDs with one of his CDs. And he's got a little group he's going to be playing with and doing overtone singing, and it's a trip. I mean, he's a trip. It's very cool. And then after that, we've got Karma Moffat with all his Tibetan bowls, and he just takes you into the zone with one of the coolest chakra treatments you could ever imagine. He's got about 150 bowls and bells and noisemakers that are really powerful. So you could do, and then the last thing is the post-conference workshops on Monday. If you do the entire conference, it's 380 right now, including the post-conference workshops. Those are, we've got one on solfeggio, one on solfeggio frequencies, one on the sacred geometry. David Hikes is doing one on the voice. Suzanne Sterling is doing one on releasing the voice. And I'm doing one on dealing with challenges and conflicts, you know, which is kind of appropriate for today because it looks like we're not able to get in touch with Jeffrey Thompson right now. So, again, you know, it's really all about being at peace in the midst of a challenge and conflict. So it occurs to me to have you focus. I'm really just going to be winging it because I was expecting to be talking to Dr. Jeff, which he still might make it, so we'll see if he pops in here. But I'm just going to wing it and talk about, you know, all the different challenges and conflicts we have in our life. Check this out. Think about some of the biggest challenges and conflicts you've had in your life that really kind of threw you off. You know, it's really probably the main thing besides toxins in the atmosphere or in our environment, especially toxins inside the home. But other than toxins, you know, these challenges and conflicts and relationships, they're probably one of the biggest things that throw us off and get us off center. So also think about any challenges or conflicts you might have going on right now. You might have a challenge of not having your guests show up. You might have a challenge of a relationship challenge or a challenge with your health. Or you might have a challenge with wealth, financial challenge. So if you think about the energy of that challenge, imagine what sound it would sound like. I mean, not having my guests show up is not that big of a challenge, really. But I would make this, this is what it sounds like, the frustration from it, not that big a deal, would be, or more like, Well, that frustration and the sound that's associated with it, that's the vibration that's going through my body, partially, right? Think of the sound, you might just make it out loud, too, if you can, the sound of whatever frustration or challenge or conflict you have going on. Make the sound of it. Just imagine the energy of it. How does it feel in your body? Well, the problem is this sound is not good for your nervous system. It's not good for any part of your body. It's not good for your heart. It's not good for your circulation. It's not good for your digestion. It's not good for any part of the body. In fact, in a chronic frustration mode or stress mode, it's just stress is what we're talking about, it's breaking your body down. I mean, it's the number one killer in the universe. Is stress. And the sound of it is, there's many sounds. You know, it's not just, it's like, you know. Not to mention fear that causes stress. All of these sounds, I don't want to say killing us, but it's the truth. They're killing us. These sounds are killing us. So the whole trick is to go to a peaceful frequency or a peaceful sound. And there's three different ways you can do it. You can simply ignore what's going on around you. Ignore the challenge, and just make a sound that brings you to a state of peace. One of the easiest ones is just to tone a note, any vowel, just sing any vowel sound, om, ah, oo, ah, even e, or o. So just do that in the midst of your challenge. I'll do it now. It's amazing how good that feels. I mean, it puts a consistent, sweet vibration into your body. And now it's like, what was the problem? What was the problem? You know, it's like I'm not dying now. Do this sound. Do an om. Again, let's do it together. Okay? Om. And if you can't do it out loud, do it silently. It works just as well. Almost. I shouldn't say just as well. It works quite well if you do it silently. Here, I'll do it silently now while you do it out loud. You know, it's all about a consistent tone. And all the vowels are consistent. Oh, all the consonants are not consistent. Ka, pa, ta, ba. You can't sustain a consonant, except for there's three secret consonants that are actually secretly vowels. Like the the S sound, or the H sound, or even the M sound, those can be considered vowels because you can sustain them. But the other consonants you can't sustain. You can't do I mean, you can create a rhythm with them that's consistent, and that does work. You could go pa 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 pa. Or ta 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 ta. If you keep that rhythm going, that creates consistency as well. But the consonants on their own are not sustaining. They're not consistent. Ka, pa. It could be good for breaking up stuck energy. Pa, ta. But they're not consistent. The vowels are the consistent ones. Oh, okay. Now there's another aspect that I've talked about before that is really even more important. Well, I shouldn't say it. It's half important to getting to the peace. And that is finding a home note. Now, the best way to find a home note is to walk down the scale of the notes on a keyboard. Although, I would probably say that 3/4 of the people in the world can't do that, you know. I mean, I don't even do it very well, but if we were to walk down the scale, I've got my little keyboard here to help. It would go like, boom, ha, 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 ha. See how peaceful that last note sounds? Because that's the home note of the key. So just walking down the scale is cool. Now, another way to do it is to go from the octave, so, oh, oh, to the fifth, oh, to the root, oh. So it's, oh, oh, oh. Another way to do it is to go from the fifth to the third to the first to the root. I like this one the best. Oh, 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 oh. Also, the sixth to the third to the first is good. It's hard for me to hit the sixth. Now, actually, even the fourth to the second of the first works. This may be a bit technical, but what the idea is to be able to find this on your own, whatever feels good. So I'm just giving you different options. That's one really nice. Let me do that again. You can tell I'm not a great singer here, but I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Okay. So anything you work, you know, you can even do a frequency sweep where you go and just land on a note that feels good. Or another way to do it is simply open your mouth and make a sound with the least amount of energy possible. Just breathe out and go, oh, you know, and just do any note that happens to come out. That is a home note of your voice. So you can just use that note as the home note. The definition of the home note of any key of a song, which is what we're doing, is it's where you're at rest. Where you're at rest. In fact, I'm hitting it on the last word of this sentence. Where you're at rest. And it leaves you in a peaceful state. So to tone the note where you're at rest, that's the deal. Where you're at peace. My home note is B. So let me go to the B. Oh, and go a higher B. Oh, the problem with the B is I can't go to a really low B because my voice won't go that low, so I have to go a higher one. Everybody's got a different note. So if you can find any note that, you know, just any note that feels comfortable when you're in a challenge or a conflict, and you can do it silently or out loud, it will bring you peace. It will return you to that stability. What's really cool is when you learn your home note, and then you can have a CD or a bowl, and you can, you know, play that CD or bowl, or even get a tuning fork in that key, so that whenever you need to get back to it, you can get back to it. And as I've talked about before, I see that as your soul note. It's not necessarily the voice note. There's actually a deeper note that I find that, although any home note, I mean, the truth is, you could use any note. It doesn't have to be your soul note. I mean, if you play a song and find the key of that song, and some songs end on the home note, some don't, but then just sing that home note of the song, you'll find peace there. It's really just going, you know, getting entrained into the key of any song and then just singing that note that is the home note of the song. The home note of any song, the key of any song, is the note that you can sing that sounds good through the whole song. So whenever you hear a song, if you don't know how to find the home note, just try different notes and keep humming it. And if it sounds good through the whole song, that's it. If it sounds good only parts of the song, try a different note, because the home note will sound good through the whole song. And then Just keep humming that note when the song is over. The cool thing about sound healing music is it goes to the home note and often ends on the home note. And it makes it easier to go to that state of peace. This is profound. It is so simple. It's so simple. Even if you know nothing about music, we all sing when we speak. We all sing a song when we speak. Some people sing more flamboyant songs than others, and some really sing songs when they speak. And others are a little more stable when they speak. They don't really go off very much, but they're still singing song. Whether they go very high or low or not, they're still singing a song. They just may not use as many notes. And so we all know music really well. We all sing when we speak. It was so funny. Last year, this woman comes in, she says, "I really don't know anything about music." And I went, "Na na 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 da 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 na 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 na." You can make a song out of that. Na 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 do 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 do. You know, we're all singing when we speak. We all sing all the time. And we all, the only thing is when we have to sing out loud, so many people are scared of being off pitch because we get told we're off pitch or we can't sing. That's evil when somebody says that you can't sing. You know? If you weren't told you can't sing, you could sing. If you weren't told you can't sing, you could sing. If everybody went around saying to everybody, "Whoa, you're the best singer in the world," we would all be the best singers in the world. It's only the fear that gets in the way. That's all it is. We're perfect. There's very, very few people that I ever meet that can't sing when they speak. I mean, it's really rare, actually. I mean, a person who can't sing when they speak sounds like this. "Oh, hi, what's you doing today? Well, how are you doing? How are you? How's the weather? I don't really know." That's someone that can't sing. I mean, everybody. I mean, it's like 99.99% of the people are singing when they speak. We're all singing, and it's really cool to start to listen to the songs that people are singing. There's really two types of songs. I'm having fun now. Right. First of all, there are critical songs, judgmental songs. You know what those songs sound like? You don't know what those songs sound like? You don't know what those songs sound like? I mean, really? You don't know? God, I can't believe you don't know what those na 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 na. You don't know what sound like? You don't know what sound like? It's mostly the same note over and over. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. God, criticalness is such a dorky song. The notes when you're critical are the main thing that make it sound critical. Because I could say, "Check this out. Check it out. Or let me sing a little different song." What do you mean you don't know how to sing? You mean you don't know how to sing? I mean, what do you mean? See, that's not like critical. It's like now I'm like, or it's like, you don't know how to sing? You don't know how to sing? There we go. That's a good one. You don't know how to sing? You don't know how to sing? Aw. You don't know how to sing? No criticalness to it at all. It's totally the song, the music, that makes us judgmental. You know, because you can say, okay, here's another one. Oh boy, this is a bad one. Oh, I just thought of a bad one. Okay. You're stupid. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this one off. Let's see if I can say that with a sweet song. Stupid. You know, if you make it into a joke, then you can do it. You know, stupid. Stupid. You know, where it's totally just playing with someone. You know, you can change it that way. And that's a different song. That's a different song. But when you are just doing observation, it's like, I see what you're doing. Ah. This is the way that I think it is. This is the way I see reality. I'm setting boundaries now. I don't want to do that. You can do songs without criticalness, without judgment. It's really a huge part of it is the way you sing. You know, I have this one friend who is actually incredibly loving, very loving person. And he still has the tone of criticalness in his voice, but he is not a critical person. It's really interesting. So the tone where he says, well, I mean, of course I'm coming. You know, of course I'm coming. He says it, even though he's got a little tone, it's like I don't take it as critical or defensive at all, because he's not his energy behind it. But then there's other people that you hear that tone, and we're so hypersensitive to that tone. And it's partially a timbre or the sound of the voice, because you can go, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing? God, you know, That's the tone of the voice. But it's more the song, the notes. What are you doing that are the critical part? It's more that than the actual sound of the voice. Whereas love always goes, not always, commonly goes to the home note, often the fifth, musical fifth. So it's like, I really love you. I really love you. I really, really love you. I really love you. I really love you. That song is the most beautiful song there is. And it's simply going down to the home note. Some people haven't relaxed enough where they can go down to the home note. So they might say, you know, I really do love you. I really do love you. It's funny, it made me cough. That's the musical fifth. I really do love you. Which is still cool. You know, it's sincere. But when you go to the home note, I really do love you. I really do love you. And he's walking down. Let's see what. I did the fifth to the third to the first. Really do love you. Fifth, third, first. And then the on that home note. It's way low. Just stay on that home note. That's where the peace is, in stillness. Just stay on the home note. Stay on the home note. Stay on the home note. I feel it at the base of my spine. Home note. Home note. Home note. In that place, the challenge is still there. It's still in front of you. It still may even be in a part of your body. But you're at peace in the midst of it. And at peace on the home note in the midst of it. I have to tell you a story. There's a woman I'm working with named Jan who does soul integration. She's working on 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 18th dimensions. Oh, my God. She's working on a whole nother level. And, you know, I teach in the classes how to find your soul note, how to find it for yourself, how to find it in other people, and go to that place of peace. And, you know, I've known mine. I'm a bee. I've been a bee for all my life, for many, many lifetimes. I'd say you're the same note for every lifetime. And I know my note is a bee, right? And I've got a bee bowl. I've got songs and bee often play in the morning. And I know that note. But after doing this session with Jan, this note of B took over my whole being. It's in my physical body now, consistently. It's in my mental body consistently. It's in my emotional body consistently. That's the only way I can seem to explain it. It's like I'm at peace in that note. I can hear it. I actually hear it in my thymus. Just above my heart in that endocrine gland. I can hear it now there. And I can hear it all the time now. And that's the key. That's the whole deal. There's some people that are born with it, that are at peace when they're born. They've already done the work and they're already at peace. But there's a lot of us wounded healers or wounded people, you know, that get thrown off by trauma or some abuse when we're growing up, abuse of society for that matter, and we lose it. We lose our note, and it's just amazing to have it inside stable all the time. So it gives you a huge amount of capacity to deal with challenges and conflict. It's like over the last couple of weeks since this session, I mean, I'm pretty far along. I've been teaching this for, you know, like 10 years. So to really actually just have it really be instilled in me, it was really easy, I guess, since I've been working on it. But it's just amazing. It's amazing. And it's not boring. It's just still. The key is to be still on the inside and dancing with all the frequencies around you on the outside. Flowing with them if they're flowing. Trying to shift them if they're not. Shift them. When I say shift them, it's often the Aikido aspect. Aikido says, go with the flow and then turn it. But there's other things you can do as well for the challenges and conflicts besides the home note. I said there's three ways. One is to find, just do toning of anything stable. One is to go to the home note. And the other is to bring gratitude, compassion, or love to the challenge. It's easy now for me to bring gratitude for my guest not showing up because this little monologue here came out really well today. And it's really clear. And it's regardless of if it's helping anybody listening, it's really helping me be more at peace and bring that knowing of that peaceful note into me. It worked out really well to use this as an example. So it's easy for me to go to gratitude right now. Here's the sound of gratitude for this situation that happened in this show. Even if you can't find gratitude for any challenge you have, you can have gratitude for using it as a way to simply go to a place of peace, a trigger for you to learn and practice going to a place of peace with the vowel sound or a home note or both. It's easy for me to have compassion. I mean, what if he is really hurt or helping someone else now? Or even if he just forgot, we all blow it. It's easy to have compassion in this crazy world. How crazy it is. How easily we get distracted from our soul and spirit. So easy to have compassion, especially since I do it all the time myself. I blow it. And we're all just the same. So it's easy. Here's the compassion. Probably if I had done an interview, I wouldn't be feeling nearly as good as I am right now. Okay. So then, the easiest one is to send love. Regardless of what's happened or is happening with him, just send him love right now. Whoever you're in a challenge or conflict with, send them love right now. With the sound. Deal. When you send love, compassion, or do gratitude for a challenge or conflict, you end up feeling really good because those sounds of each of those three energies are consistent. They're consistent. And generally, people make them at a home note. Each one of the sounds I did felt really comfortable. I'm not going, aah! Right? I'm not going, aah! I'm going, oh, or love, oh. A note that feels comfortable. And brings you to a state of peace. So, the whole key, I'm learning myself, is to be aware enough to remember that you have these tools of a consistent vowel, the home note, gratitude, compassion, and love to bring to any challenge instead of reactiveness or reaction, which is the key part of our suffering. So we send gratitude and thanks for my guest not showing up with the compassion, deep compassion of Kuan Yin and the Dalai Lama, and the love of Source, universal love, divine love of all. Thanks for listening, and hold this energy for the rest of the weekend.